SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Jamaica now has a World Heritage Site. We have the details for you in our program. Also, stay tuned for today's child health and safety tip. These and more coming up. Jamaica's Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park is now an official World Heritage Site. The National Park received World Heritage status during the 39th staging of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's UNESCO World Heritage Committee underway in Bonn, Germany. The inscription represents the first World Heritage Site for Jamaica and the first mixed site for the Caribbean subregion.
We are so excited. Not only because we have really got the victory from the work, but we're so excited for our country because of the acclamations and just how supportive all the countries of UNESCO were. I really want to thank Jamaicans for believing in this. It will redound to their best interest, our best interest. It was not easy, but we came out the victors.
Minister of Culture Lisa Hanna. She has also expressed gratitude to the World Heritage Committee for its decision to inscribe the National Park to the World Heritage List. The Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park spans the sections of the parishes of St. Andrew, St. Thomas, and Portland. It is the largest continuous area of natural forest in Jamaica, protecting 193 acres of forest on mountain slopes, comprising 10 watershed management units spanning 4 parishes. The area is renowned for its rich cultural heritage, being home to the Maroons, whose traditions are recognized by UNESCO as masterpieces of world culture. Minister Hanna has also pledged the commitment of the government and the ministry to the maintenance of the park.
There is an interagency approach and an inter-ministry approach to management of the site. And so all ministries will be working together. It declared a national heritage site, so there are things that persons will not be able to do in there. We're working very, very closely with the community and the Maroon community. The other thing is to make sure the public awareness campaign and the public education campaign takes place.
Jamaica has 2 other sites on UNESCO's tentative list that are to be considered for World Heritage status. These are the Port Royal Underwater Archaeological Site of the Palisades Peninsula south of Kingston and the Civil Heritage Park in St. Anne.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent. Business networking opportunities with international industry experts. Premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films. For 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jambro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tuff Gong International, and Exim Bank.
Attaining developed country status will not happen overnight. The achievement of Vision 2030 requires partnership, national will, and a commitment for transformation. The government of Jamaica encourages all Jamaicans to play their part in achieving the National Development Plan. The Ministry of Health will be carrying out fogging in the following communities in Kingston and St. Andrew on Monday, July 6, Drumblair, Waterloo Road, Annette Crescent, and August Town. Now the ABCs of raising safe and healthy children. We're at E, and we talk about exercise. Physical activity helps build and maintain healthy bones, muscles, and joints. It controls weight, prevent or delay the development of high blood pressure and low blood pressure in some adolescents with hypertension. It is recommended that children and adolescents participate in at least 60 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity, most preferably all days of the week. And of course, consult a physician if your child has any medical condition. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Join us on weekdays as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.